to be me. But by the grace of God, we'll see each other's heart. Can you like
Hope 103.2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 12 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Jefferson Shaw. The Prime Minister is warning against importing radical ideologies from overseas, other flags, and holding framed pictures of the group's former leader. The government is threatening to cancel the visas of any non-citizens who took part. Anthony Albanese has told a cabinet meeting the protests were concerning.
We've seen worrying signs over the weekend. We do not want people to bring radical ideologies and conflict here. Our multiculturalism and social cohesion cannot be taken for granted.
The first apparent Israeli strike on central Beirut has leveled an apartment building, while Lebanese health officials say at least 105 people have been killed across the country. The BBC's Hugo Bashaga reports.
Israel says its offensive against Hezbollah will not stop, and this is proof of it. A massive airstrike on the eastern Bekaa Valley, one of 30 in just 1 hour. There were also fresh attacks on southern Beirut, the group's stronghold. One of them, this afternoon, happened shortly after we drove through Dahiyeh. Once Hezbollah's beating heart, it now looks like a ghost town. Streets are empty, shops closed, and people are still trying to flee, with some apparently living on foot.
A man who kidnapped 4-year-old Cleo Smith from her family's tent at a remote Western Australian campsite has failed to have his sentence reduced. Terence Kelly attempted to appeal against his 13.5 years jail term, with his lawyers arguing it was excessive. The three Perth appeal court judges disagreed, dismissing the appeal. Commuters in Sydney's southwest are being told to expect slower journeys for the next year as a major rail line shuts down. Rhiannon Solomon-Marin reports.
For at least the next 12 months, bright pink buses are replacing trains between Sydenham and Bankstown. The 128-year-old corridor is now being converted to take new driverless metro trains. Buses taking passengers between the stations will run every 2 to 4 minutes, but services will be slower and journey times will, in some cases, almost double. Sydney Trains Chief Executive Matt Longland says they're doing everything they can to minimise disruption.
We'll have people on the ground to help you navigate these next few weeks.
Passengers are being told to plan their trips in advance and allow extra time.
The Rural Fire Service is bracing for a tough few months, with plenty of fuel load remaining ahead of the official bushfire season beginning tomorrow. The RFS is reminding homeowners to prepare their properties in case of emergency. More than 1,600 bush and grass fires have broken out across the state since the start of July. Qantas says a pay deal demanded by engineers and other maintenance staff is unsustainable. More than 1,000 workers have taken part in a 2-hour work stoppage in the push for a 35% pay rise over 4 years. The airline says there were no delays or cancellations due to contingencies put in place. Australian Workers Union National Secretary Paul Farrow says workers will continue to fight until a fair wage deal is reached.
It's not the cabin crew, it's not the ticketing staff, it's the engineers that make sure that these flights are safe, that the aircraft is airworthy. They're the ones that keep this show on the road, and they are not getting their fair reward.
Country music legend, singer, songwriter and actor Kris Kristofferson has died. Jonathan Kersley looks back on his life.
Kris Kristofferson was a groundbreaking star, regarded as someone who epitomised the American Renaissance man. Born in Texas, he grew up in California, travelling to the UK to attend Oxford. In the 1960s, he moved to Nashville, rising to stardom in the 1970s. He also took on Hollywood, winning a Golden Globe for A Star Is Born, alongside Barbara Streisand. No cause of death has been given, while a statement issued on behalf of his widow and 8 children said, "When you see a rainbow, know he's smiling down at us all."
Hope weather.
A high chance of showers today, becoming less likely this afternoon. Winds becoming south to southeasterly, 25 to 35 kilometres an hour, becoming light in the evening. Right now it's 20 degrees in the city, 22 in the west. Partly cloudy tomorrow, getting up to 22 degrees. A shower or two on Wednesday and 20. Partly cloudy on Thursday, a top of 21. That's the latest Hope news. I'm Jefferson Shaw.
Sydney's Hope 1032.
Christians in Australia are privileged. We're free to follow our faith. But that's not the case for many around the world. 90,000 Christians are martyred each year because of their faith. Who supports them? Voice of the Martyrs. They bring relief to the persecuted, help the families of martyrs, and supply Bibles and other Christian literature, all to where they are needed most. Station sponsor, Voice of the Martyrs, serving the persecuted church. Pray for them, support them. Visit vom.com.au.
Spring is in the air, and it's the perfect time to refresh your home. Sydney Blinds and Screens is the destination for the best window coverings in Sydney. This season, get up to 50% off selected window coverings. Yes, you heard right. From roller blinds to outdoor blinds, shutters to screen doors, their diverse range caters to every taste. Visit sydneyblinds.com.au and speak to the team for a free measure and quote today. And don't forget,
best prices ever seen at Sydney Blinds and Screens.
Station sponsor.
Leaving Sydney on the M1, you have a good run northbound up to the Central Coast. Warunga on the M1, a truck broken down beside Lane 1 southbound approaching Edgeworth David Avenue. And Marsden Park lights are flashing amber, Richmond Road and Langford Drive. Save up to $60,000 on a move-in ready Allum home for a limited time. Allum Homes will pay your stamp duty. Visit allum.com.au. T's and C's apply. Station sponsor. I'm Ian. That's the latest Sydney traffic on Hope 1032.
Hope 1032. The difference this makes.
Hey, you're listening to Hope Afternoons for your Monday, Sharma with you. And bad news for chocolate lovers out there, because it seems like the price of your beloved treat might be rising as the cost of cacao reaches its highest level in 50 years. We'll talk more on that after Guy Sebastian, I Chose Good, here on Hope.
Yeah, I should have listened to my mama. She told me stay away from the drama. Yeah, son, be careful what you wish for. Take a bite, no more than a mouthful. And when I didn't take the warning, I'd always know in the morning. She called me crying in the kitchen. Mama said, son, when you gonna listen? I've had some hits and misses. I know perfection is ambitious. This is the biggest decision I'll make. That's why I chose you. That's why I went and told you. She didn't raise no she'll be up, pick me up, and every time that you start acting up, she'll pull you back in line, and that's when you know it's right. I've had some hits and misses, I know perfection is ambitious, this is the biggest decision I'll make, and that's why I chose you, that's why I went and told you, she didn't raise no
good. Listen in. Listen closer.
Hope 1032.
Even though I walk through the valley, sometimes it feels like a crawl through the valley, but I got a promise that I hold on tight to. I can't lose when I'm right beside you. Yeah, gotta know the plans you have for me when my cup is overflowing. So while I'm in the in between, I'ma live my life knowing if I get down, you pick me up. Gonna do it. Every time a blessing's coming to me, the devil tried to make me turn away. 'Cause even on my worst day, yeah, if I get down, you pick me up. I'ma live my life knowing if I get down.
And up and up on Hope 103.2. And speaking of things that are going up and up, the price of chocolate is expected to soar as the cost of cacao has reached its highest level in 50 years. Now, this is due to a cacao shortage. This is a global shortage. So the price for the product is $17,300 per ton. And obviously that means that, you know, it's going to affect customers eventually. It all trickles down. So 70% of the world's cacao is grown in West Africa, in a region that is experiencing severe weather. So this is, you know, causing that shortage. Now, the issue is that it can't be quickly fixed. And because of that, customers are going to have to suffer, and they're going to have to be paying a little bit more. So if you're going shopping for chocolate and you realize that, you know, a product that once was $3.50 is now $6, it's because of the shortage. Hold me in your arms.
without us. This room will be untouched. We're safe beneath the truth now. Both safe within.
Listening to it.
Hope 1032.
Tell me, don't you think it's strange how we are afraid of change, running circles in our cage? Why are we blind? Do we disconnect our soul from the pain in all the show? Is that what's going on? Got your rose-colored glasses on, in your eyes I am.
Yeah.
Sofika on Hope 103.2, Sharma with you. And over the weekend, my parents took my nephew to go see his first concert. He saw the Wiggles, and with him were a bunch of other small children and their parents and grandparents. But good news for grandparents over in Sweden, because now it looks like they can get paid to take care of their grandkids. Now, this is a new law that lets parents share their paid leave with friends or family members so that they can help out with the kids and still get 80% of their salary. Now, I know that, you know, grandparents and their grandkids just have this special bond. They've got this special relationship, and I've seen it firsthand. So it's great that Sweden is seeing that this is actually a thing that happens. You know, it takes a village to raise a child. And people are getting acknowledged for that in the form of, you know, not having to compromise on getting paid.
Hope 103.2, out and about with you, wherever you are.
What is it, Doc?
Well, your temperature's rising. Hope 103.2 looks like you have spring fever.
Everyone.
Yep, we've got spring fever, which may explain the incredible sponsorship offers we've come up with. There are some amazing discounted packages available right now that you can use straight away or anytime up until the end of February next year. We've developed these packages to fit with your marketing plans. You use them when you're ready. Take advantage of our spring feverish offers today. Check out the details at hope1032.com.au.
Reckon you know your dumpy shot from your drop-off? The cornerstone to your career as a bricklayer starts at Bricklaying Education Australia. It's where you'll get 3 years of free nationally recognised training from qualified trainers with nearly four decades of industry experience. You'll come out the other side with a Cert 3 in bricklaying and blocklaying after completing your apprenticeship with us. At station sponsor Bricklaying Education Australia, your future is under construction. Visit bricklayingeducation.com.au and apply today.
Here's principal of station sponsor Wycliffe Christian School, David Johnston.
We're a learning community in the beautiful Lower Blue Mountains with a Christ-centered heartbeat. From preschool to year 12, our focus is promoting rich and intentional learning. Our staff are passionate about helping our students find their place in God's world and investing in their God-given gifts. Wycliffe is accepting enrolments, so come and talk with us about how we can partner with you on your child's educational journey.
For details, Google Wycliffe Christian School.
Hope
103.2.
How does it feel to be loved?
On the turf today, heard some people acting crazy over something strange. Brothers be paying for diamonds that they can't afford, just to keep up the appearance for a Polaroid. All I see is something crazy I don't understand. Ladies making babies just to keep a man. Fellas chasing Stellas when they got a pan. They go from Stephanie to Bethany, from Jeffany to never be. So how does it feel? Gotta tell me, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. It goes timeline, swipe right, deep like five times. Don't know what it sounds like, but someone told me it's a little Marvin with some candlelight. A little ocean on the weekend with a can of Sprite. I mean, a loving wife. Ooh, love is such a mystery. I'm so perplexed by all the things my eyes have let me see. People think that love is things like physicality, when in reality it's meant to hold you down like gravity. How does it feel to be loved? How does it feel to be loved? That's what they say. Oh my, must be insane. Oh yeah. How does it feel to be loved? How does it feel? How does it feel? Yeah. Hey. Oh. Because I ask, you see now. How am I supposed to find love? If I don't understand love. How am I supposed to be love? And if I have to buy love, then I don't really want love. If this is what it means, the fighting and the screams, you want dependency, I need sincerity. Oh, I gotta know.
103.2.
Turning my mind
like turning it up to be close to you. You kept turning my heart, turning my heart.
The Young Escape, that one is called Turning My Heart here on Hope 103.2, and a brand new episode of the Brendan and Danny Bell podcast dropped on Friday. You can check it out. It's a highlight reel of the best parts of the week that's been. Hope1032.com.au or Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever it is you get your podcast from.
Hey, it's Laura. This week on Undistracted, author and pastor Max Lucado offers a traveler's guide to the end times, talking about their place in Christian theology and what we can really know about what's next.
We can be excited. Two, we could just be good people because we know everything is going to turn out all right. We have an advantage on the rest of the world. We can be kind to our neighbor. We can love the poor. We can be a source of light. And it doesn't have to be fake. It doesn't have to be forced. It could be heartfelt because we know that something good is about to happen.
Listen to Undistracted with Laura Bennett wherever you get your podcasts.
Honey?
Yeah?
You know how we've been looking for someone to help with bookkeeping for the business?
Yeah.
And payroll?
Yeah.
And bus?
Yeah.
Well, I found them.
Yeah? Who is it?
Extia.
Extia?
Exactly. Their friendly team of specialist bookkeepers help businesses like ours.
For help with your business, bookkeeping, payroll and bus, visit extia.com.au. That's extdia.com.au. Station sponsor.
It's time for Christian Jobs Australia Jobs of the Week. There are fantastic jobs right now in Christian schools across Australia, including teaching, admin, finance, chaplaincy, and many more. If you're looking for a rewarding and exciting school or teaching job that shares your values, you can apply today at christianjobs.com.au or tell a friend who you think would be perfect for the job. You can apply for or view many more jobs at station sponsor christianjobs.com.au or on the Christian Jobs app.
Life is messy, but God can empathize. The Netflix film, The Starling, brings grief to the forefront of people's lives. Regret, tears, anger, laughter, and confusion are experienced by those who lose a loved one, reminding us that life is messy. Grief can show us how messy life can be. But one thing that we can take from this whole message of the story of Jesus is that God can empathize with us. His son died a horrific death. But being aware of this allows people to know that they can come to a God who knows how they feel while they process the loss of a loved one. If you're traveling through the grieving process, consider how faith in God, the God of the Bible, can help you through the messiness of life. This is Russ Matthews with God in 60 Seconds. To open up more space for reflection and conversation about God, go to thirdspace.org.au.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
I never knew that everything was falling through, that everyone I knew was waiting on a cue to turn and run when all I needed.
Radio station.
Hi. 103.2.
It hit me all at once. We're out of the cloudy phase. My face is to the sun. Embrace the way it tastes. 'Cause it's never been a better time. Never been a better day. Don't you wanna be alive? We're taking.
I'm really close tonight, and I feel like I'm moving inside her, lying in the dark, and I think that I'm beginning to know her. Let it go, I'll be there when you call, and whenever I fall.
you go. I'll be waiting when you call, and whenever I fall.
It's Fall at Your Feet on Hope 103.2, and taking a look at the community notices, on the 19th of October, there is an evening of worship taking place at Reach Church in Riverston. This will be a praise and worship session where we're hoping and praying to create an atmosphere for the church to gather as one to worship. You can find out more information on it on hope1032.com.au, as well as some of the other awesome events that are taking place in the community.
Hope 103.2.
When you go solar with Solar Heart, you'll join the smart Aussies lowering their energy bills with every sunrise. And right now, you can save up to $1,000 on Solar Heart solar power systems, including our revolutionary new Silhouette bifacial panels with a Solar Heart 30-year Australian warranty. To save up to $1,000 today and reduce your energy bills for years to come, get smart. Get Solar Heart. Terms and conditions apply.
Station sponsor.
Hope 103.2.
Nothing can hold us back. Nothing can tear us apart. Not life, not death. Not the in-between, this is just the start. Don't let them keep you down. Don't let them push you out. We were made to live, to be fierce like lions, love and forgive. Chasing down the dead of night, we're bringing hope to the streets. There's a new way of better life. Only one can set the captive free. He's bringing sight back to the blind. Show the lame how to walk and make the dead alive. Set on love, we got that Holy Ghost power. We keep our eyes fixed on love. We got that Holy Ghost power. We got our hearts set on love. We got that Holy Ghost power. We keep our eyes fixed on love.
you at the cricket, the beach and the skate park. Hope 1032.
Troubles and doubts.
down, down, down. Will you recognize me? Call my name or walk on by. Rain keeps falling, rain keeps falling. Down, 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 down.
Three, two.
It hit me all at once. We're out of the cloudy phase. My face is to the sun. Embrace the way it tastes. Cause it's never been a better time. Never been a better time. Don't you wanna be alive? We're taking the ride. Oh. Don't you wanna get close? Don't you wanna feel so?
102 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg and Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Wiedersane. The Treasurer has announced a second consecutive budget surplus. Labor will hand down a $15.8 billion surplus in a significantly better result the federal government attributes to lower spending in a weaker economy. The federal government says the result was driven by a reduction in spending, not an increase in revenue. Jim Chalmers says Australia should be proud of the economic progress made despite very difficult conditions around the world.
Over the last couple of years, inflation has halved in quarterly terms, better than that in monthly terms. We've created 1 million jobs together despite the weakness in our economy overall. We've got real wages growing again. We've got a tax cut for every taxpayer. And we've got these two substantial labour surpluses, which mean less debt and less interest on the debt as well. A budget in much better nick.
Non-citizens who took part in major demonstrations over the weekend are being warned they may have their visas cancelled. Zach De Silva reports from Canberra.
Pro-Palestinian protests have been held in Sydney and Melbourne, with the war in the Middle East threatening to escalate further. The demonstrations were gate-crashed by a handful of people who waved the flag of terror group Hezbollah. Assistant Immigration Minister Matt Thistlethwaite has told Sky News non-citizens who took part may face serious consequences.
If you do the wrong thing, then your visa will be cancelled.
But opposition leader Peter Dutton says the response to the protests has been too slow.
I find it completely unacceptable that the government wouldn't be arresting people already.
Police say displaying the Hezbollah flag isn't illegal on its own and warn they can only arrest people who planned to incite hate.
A man who kidnapped a four-year-old from her family's tent in remote WA has failed to have his sentence reduced. Terence Darrell Kelly attempted to appeal against his 13.5 years jail term for snatching Cleo Smith from the Blowholes campsite in October 2021. Cleo was missing for 18 days before finally being found by police.